I don't want to rip off Father Tom's homily yesterday, but he said something incredibly important. We all say Happy Easter, but we don't really understand the significance of that. So if you'll humor me, Easter is not about the Easter Bunny. I'm pretty sure you know that. Neither is it about hard-boiled eggs that we put dye on, and then we forget, and then they stink up the house. Nor is it about jelly beans. As much as I love jelly beans, it's not about that. What is Easter about? This feast is it's the North Star of our entire faith. Think about this. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, we're insane. We worship bread, guys. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, we worship bread. This is the very answer for the moment when we thought we knew better. So remember all the way back to the garden. And Adam and Eve decided that they themselves wanted to be the judge of what is truly good and what is truly evil. Being beguiled by the serpent, Satan himself, the first act of disobedience and pride for the human race entered the world, and by means of it, the price of that obedience, of that liberty, of that freedom, death. And by means of that death, eternal separation. Yeah, I think we got the better end of the deal with our liberty. No. We were beguiled by Satan because he had desired to destroy us from the very beginning. For what end? Well, he knows he can't win against God, so he's going to take everyone down with him that he can. But our God is so good that not a day, not a week, not a month, immediately after the fall, he promised to send a Savior. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head while you try to strike at his heel. And then eons pass by. Epochs. Centuries, millennia. Until in the fullness of time, to a humble virgin in Nazareth, Christ became incarnate in her womb. To what end? For what purpose? You see, here's the thing that most of us don't understand. We were born to live. We kind of get that. Jesus was born to die. He was born to be a sacrifice. And then 33 years later, he comes to the very edge and then steps into the realm of death. And by means of stepping into that realm, by means of entering into that, he filled death with life. You see, death is not a thing in and of itself. It's the absence of a thing. Just like how darkness, if we turn off all the lights, darkness is only known because there is no light. Death is only known because there is no life. So Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the... Thank you. He is the life. When life enters into darkness, it is by definition destroyed. And beyond that, he went down into the realm of the dead to preach the gospel to our first parents, Adam and Eve themselves. And then upon the third day, burst the gates of hell, opened the gates of heaven, and the entire world changed. That is what Easter is about. Because the reality is, I'm sorry, if we don't have an appropriate response for the fact that we're all going to die, and that's true, like there is not a single person in this church right now, or alive on this planet, that is not going to die at some point. If we don't have an accurate and ready response for death, we're insane and we're the most pitiable people upon the face of the earth. That is Easter. But it even goes beyond that. You see, the second reading that we have from the Colossians puts things into perspective. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Upon the moment of our baptism, we died mystically. We participated in the death and burial of Christ and his resurrection. That was the inauguration of us being known as beloved sons and beloved daughters. It was also the moment that we received the ability to partake in his divine life. Not merely a human life, but Christ living in us, meaning that you and I, each and every moment that we receive a sacrament, partake in divine nature. We become God by grace. Do you understand that? We become higher than the highest choir of angels. United to Christ, we are literally in his nature. That is Easter. So what is the point of this? Well, there are some that may be a little bit far from the faith, and I get that. Trust me, I spent 4 years far from the faith. I want you to be brave enough to receive your inheritance. I want you to be bold enough to receive the grace of Christ. I want your yes to make the very foundations of hell quake. That is your dignity. That is what you are called to. And for those of us that may be in the regular practice of the faith, despair, distress, everything like that is still our enemy. I want you to be bold enough to renew yourself, to receive the grace of Easter, and to make the devil flee. I want to see this church bursting at the seams. I want to see a fire lit in this place. It is the fire of Easter. It is the fire that extinguishes the night of loss. It's time that we put aside our own expectations. Remember what happened in the Garden of Eden. When we choose what we want, we have a historical precedent that things don't end up well. When we obey the will of God, even when it means death upon a cross, something insane happens, namely the victory of God over death.